It's 6 minutes past 11 and live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
You know, Darren, we're very fortunate to be able to have people on our show on Spotlight that celebrate what they do for the community, and I'm really delighted to have on the line for Spotlight this morning Kiana Spicer, Salvation Army Liverpool. I really want to get into this because there's so much to talk about. Kiana, good morning to you from Spotlight.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
We're absolutely delighted. For our listeners, Kiana, your day, you have a large family, you're studying. Tell us about that first before we get into things. You're a very busy person. And tell us about the Army Corps at Liverpool. How many people come on a daily basis? You know, what your days are like, because they're really incredibly busy, you and your husband.
Yes. So my husband and I are the Salvation Army ministers at the Liverpool Salvation Army, and we love it. We have three kids. I have a five-year-old who's just started kindergarten, and a three-year-old and an eight-month-old as well. So things, it's quite a juggle for us on a daily basis. But we love the work we do here, and we love the community. We're a busy centre in Liverpool with just so much need, and we're seeing that increase more and more every single day, really, particularly since COVID last year. So one of our main things we do 3 days a week is we have a meal service. So we offer free hot meals for breakfast and lunch. And we're serving over 130 meals a day at the moment, which is crazy. It's doubled in the past 12 months, which is really crazy. That's completely run by our brilliant team of volunteers who are all just community members themselves. And they just love giving back. And they get in so early and they leave late, and they just work so hard to serve those meals out to people which is really great.
Kiana, that's an amazing day, and that happens relentlessly every day. Even you and I spoke before Christmas of what happened Christmas Day and all the things that you do. Let me ask you a personal question, and I hope it's a question that's not embarrassing. The importance of the Salvation Army and God in your life, how important is that to what you do today?
Yeah, so I grew up in the Salvation Army because my parents are also ministers in the Salvation Army. So it's always been a huge impact on my life. And I think it's just so important for us. I think God is just at the centre of the Salvation Army. And all we love, for me personally and Joel as well, is we just love that. We know that God loves everyone, and God loves people who the society doesn't necessarily already love. And the Salvation Army loves those people too. So that's probably the biggest thing for us, is just the acceptance of everyone and just how much they love people that society doesn't always accept.
And that's really where I was coming from, the spiritual part of your own life is transformed into, you know, what is your saying, heart to God, hands to man, so to speak. Yes. William Booth's story, which resonates with me very much. It must be incredible to wake up daily and know that, you know, somewhere between 100 and 150 people of different stages of their life need your help. That must be an incredible organisational complexity and picture puzzle that needs to be put together. You must get much joy at the end of it as well.
We do. We have some fantastic stories, and I think that, like, it's not always easy, and sometimes it's hard, and you get different days, I guess, but there's just the amazing stories that you do here at the end.
Can you share some of those with us, just in very general terms, please, Kiana?
Yeah, so I was speaking on Easter Sunday, actually. I had we hosted a lunch at our church for those who didn't have any family to go to, and I invited one lady who's currently on a bridging visa, so she's a refugee. And she has a little boy, and she came along, and he was playing with my kids because they're similar ages, and he just had the best time. And at the end of the day, when she was leaving, she just broke down and burst into tears and was like, "Thank you so much for inviting me. No one ever invites me to anything, and I never have anywhere to go." So she was just so lonely and isolated, and I guess that's most of the people that we help out here. They're just so isolated and lonely, and it's just a place for them to come, and which is amazing.
So, Kiana, what you're really saying is the food satisfies basic needs in terms of Maslow, but it's that emotional connection higher up in our hierarchy of needs that really, you know, people do want that, don't they? They're striving to have that connectedness.
Yes, absolutely. Correct, yeah.
Well, we're going to come back to you in a moment, but Susan, good morning to you on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself at 90.5. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Doing fantastic. Susan, you're a volunteer there. Why are you doing that? I mean, you've got lots of things to do. How did you make a big decision about becoming a volunteer and doing all that hard work?
So I went through a stage in my life where I was accused of doing something I didn't do and I ended up in jail. I'm a mum to seven, so my kids ended up split between my family. I was pregnant. I had newborn twins. And I basically, after coming out of there, so I gave birth to my youngest 2 weeks before I got out of jail. I came out of there and I was kind of at a crossroads. I was like, I can be angry at the world for what I've been through, or I can try and prevent this from happening to others. And one day my mother and I went down to the local Salvation Army closer to us, Macquarie Fields, and they just started doing $10 hampers. And at the time they were rushed off their feet, the order was late, and my mum and I decided to offer to help. I enjoyed helping, and it started from there.
Susan, can I thank you from Darren and myself for sharing that story? That's really brave, and it's one that wants me to learn more about you. What an incredible journey. I mean, having seven children, trying to look after them and trying to find your own pace and place in the community we live in. You must sit back and get really satisfied about seeing what Kiana and the other volunteers do for other people in and around the family, if you like.
Yeah, I understand where people are coming from with the need, and who better to help someone than someone that's been there?
Yep, agreed.
So I feel like what I put into this world will come back to me and mine, and I want my kids to have a good example and learn from me kind of thing. I don't want them to feel like, you know, everything in life just a waste of time or whatever. Everything happens for a reason. There's a purpose behind everything.
And,
so it's God's plan.
And there's moments in our life that make us step up or step back. And clearly, there's no value judgments. It's about what happens in people's lives. We've all been in different stages and things. And now you're at a stage where you can be, or you're being asked by the Salvation Army and others to make a valuable contribution, which you're doing amidst of all of the things that you've got on your plate. Both Dan and I congratulate you.
Thank you. So it's been almost 4 years that I've been volunteering for the Salvation Army now, and I started at Macquarie Fields. It was great. I started going to church with Kiana and Joel down here we were at Miller at the time, and became a soldier. And then I started volunteering down here at Liverpool. So basically I'm a volunteer connect worker now. I do electricity and gas assistance for local clients in the area. I do gift cards and do reception and all that sort of stuff. So I'm, the front desk.
That is absolutely wonderful. And the skills that you've learned and you're using is incredible. Kiana and Susan, we're going to go to a little break, play a song. You've been on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim on Spotlight. We're absolutely delighted to have both of you here telling us a wonderful story that's taking place in the Salvation Army in Liverpool. We'll be back after this quick break.
And this song I have is the artist Can, Lean On Me, big in COVID time, and I really like it with this sort of topic that
great
we're
choice.
Talking about.
Alive 90.5.
It's 21 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line on Spotlight Kiana and Susan, both involved Salvation Army at Liverpool, really telling us about the story and the daily things that go on in and around Liverpool for people that they're wanting to help. 130 meals a day. Kiana, tell us about that. That must be an incredible logistical nightmare, in the sense of you're not knowing who, how many are going to turn up, and to try and make sure everyone gets something.
Yeah, so as I said before, we're only doing 60 a day before COVID hit. And then when COVID hit last year, a lot of the other services in Liverpool had to close, and we were the only ones who stayed open. And I think we're still one of the only ones who was still open in the area. So we've just been like, almost double, if not triple, the number of people just needing that hot meal more than ever. And we're noticing it's different types of clients now. I mean, we have our regular clients who are homeless and live in the area and they always come down. But we're noticing, like, families come now and get food, meals for their kids and meals for to take home as well for dinner as well. So just a real different range in who's accessing that service as well.
Well, Kiana, I'm going to not put you on the spot, but you're part of our family in Western Sydney, a very important part of our family. Please ask our listeners how they can be of help to you. You know, can you tell them, you know, someone might be listening and just want to be philanthropic or do something. Tell your story.
Yeah. So we basically, that service kind of just runs on the smell of an oily rag, really. And we have, our volunteers are really great at just sourcing food that we can give out and food that we can use. But we really do need funding. The need has increased for that, but our funding has decreased for that service. So we're kind of just running on a real, like, faith journey with this program right now, because it's not funded really by anyone, so, except for ourselves. So yeah, just, if we already have, like, some beautiful people who just come in every now and then and give us some cash, like, straight off the street. So we had one lady come in and just give us $2,000 cash, like, off the street, saying she wanted to contribute towards the services that we offer here. And but yeah, so God's really blessed us in that. But definitely funding or even food, like, we have a lot of people donating food as well, which we can then use to hand out as well. So yeah, that's basically where we're at with that program.
And it's such an important one, and you know, as adults, and I think Susan pointed it out, as adults we can kind of miss meals here and this and that, but when your kids are involved or kids are involved, that's a totally different story.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that's what breaks my heart. And I say to you, I can go without a meal and go, well, you know, that's just part of life, and I'll be right tomorrow and get a feed somewhere. But when a, you know, 4-year-old little girl or boy, to take that right away of not being able to have a little bit of food in their tummy just breaks my heart. And I don't care how tough you are, it just breaks your heart. So we're asking our listeners, if you're in and around, if you've got friends or businesses over in or around Liverpool, around Miller or Macquarie Field, all around that area, please help out Kiana and help out Susan build a better life. With your help, you know, why do some have and some don't? And why do some have and some don't at different periods of your time? When you have it, share it. And that's what I think are the real gospel values. And I think just being a decent human of sharing what you've got. And I know that you guys do that on a daily basis. It's easy for Darren and I. We don't have to go into the battle or go into the you know, the battle part of what you do every day. 130 people looking for love, looking for something that binds them to feeling and so on. And I think also in the context of what you guys have been saying to us this morning, mental health is continuing to be a big issue as well. Kiana, Susan?
Definitely.
You know, I'd be at wit's end trying to think, how do I do this? How do I do that? And, you know, when you don't have anything and you've got to think about how do I get it, your mind goes to, you know, scary places to do things. So it's just basic needs of try to help family and so on. So on behalf of Spotlight, we're absolutely, you know, thrilled that people like yourself try and make a big difference to the world in which we live. We can't begin to thank you, Kiana, from the Salvation Army point of view. And Susan, thank you for the things that you do, because people listen to you. You have a real story to tell. They can't pull the wool over your eyes, and you're there rolling up your sleeves to make a better world for people to live in. Can't thank both of you enough.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I just like to start, because Joel and I, we have a huge team of volunteers here because we don't have paid staff, and we honestly couldn't do what we do without our beautiful volunteers, so, like Susan. So yeah,
we very have a good team here.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
the only beautiful volunteers. They're great here.
It's a bit of, and for us, as Joel and I as well, one of our main focus is our volunteers and building their capacity and getting them training and things so that they can have a better life as well. So we do become a big dysfunctional family, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. Kiana, can I throw a bit of a lifeline? You involved with the Red Shield Appeal. Is that part of your mandate? Sorry to ask a question without a question. If it is,
no, yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
tell our listeners how they may be able to get in help with you there, because every bit of dollar's egg will help this important role and part that you play in people's lives. When's it on and what can they do?
Yes, so all the funding that we raise within our Liverpool area stays within the Liverpool area, and we use our funding to fund the meal program that we do. So we really need to get as many funds as possible. Last year it was tough for us because we couldn't physically collect and we couldn't physically door knock, which was a huge hit to us financially. So this year we're back out on the streets on the 29th and 30th of May. We'll also be at Liverpool Westfields collecting every day from 10 to 4 for the last 3 weeks in May. So one way, if you want to help, just drop by Liverpool Westfields and give us a donation. Or if you have some spare time, we'd love volunteers to help us man that station. So let us know.
Well, again, I'm speechless with the great work that you do. We wish you all the best and continued work. And Susan, thank you. And thanks for being a light, a beacon for others to follow and to help others that need that help right now. To you, Kiana, and to Joel and your family, thank you very much for your continued support and commitment to the work and changing and helping people's lives. Have a great day and best wishes always to you both.
Thanks so much, Jim and Darren. Thanks for having us on.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Bye.
Alive 90.5.